Welcome, everyone, to Very Fine Friends Bonus Improv.
Wow. Felt Jenna, weird. You sound so good.
I felt strange.
That was great. I love it.
Thanks. We're going to do some bonus improv this episode. You ready for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah? How ready are you?
So ready.
Whoa. She doesn't lie. This girl, I tell you, does not lie. She can't. She's a capable.
I can't.
She's a truth teller.
I want to.
But she can't.
I can't.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Jenna.
Can we get a suggestion?
You sure can, Jenna. Your suggestion is the environment.
The environment?
The environment.
Did it say the environment? Like with
the word was environmental. I'm changing it to the environment.
Okay.
As your suggestion.
I love the environment.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, when it's right, it's right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Flowers, butterflies on flowers.
Yeah.
Bees and flowers. Animals and trees.
Not flowers.
What a wonderful world.
If you had to pick one thing that you like in the environment to go away forever, what would you pick?
Something I like to go away forever?
Yeah. Like some bit of nature.
But I like it?
And you like it, but it's got to go away.
I would say sunsets.
Joe!
What?
They're nice, but you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's just not
true.
I don't know. If I had to pick something, it would be sunsets.
Wait. Is the goal to get rid of some, like, the most liked pony?
No. The goal is just, what's something that you do enjoy, but, like, you'd sacrifice?
Yeah.
Are you getting anything for the sacrifice?
No, it's just, you gotta get rid of it.
Sometimes we have to make hard decisions, Francis.
Okay. I can't believe you went sunsets right out of the gate.
Yeah, that was tough to hear.
And besides, that's only a one time of day thing. Anything else that you give up is probably going to be like if you could, like, trees or bushes or whatever, or flowers, like, that's, those are day round
things.
Let's
get specific.
I have a thought myself.
Oh, let's hear it.
Butterflies. I'd get rid of butterflies.
What? The thing I specifically mentioned as being enjoyed?
I know. I mean, and they're pretty and whatever, but I don't know. I'd get rid of them.
You are both sick.
Well, they have pretty wings, but they still have, like, a gross insect body. Like, well, if you actually look at them.
Well,
close
if you
up,
think about it, it's like they're pretty close to a moth, and I don't enjoy moths.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like that's actually, like, a pretty quick leap that I can make.
Yeah, the only difference between butterflies and moths, now that I think about it, is just pigmentation.
That butterflies are prettier,
and one works the day shift.
Yeah. But okay, I think that's what I would get rid of. I think that's still way more sane than sunsets. Wow.
Okay, I'm going to say fog.
Ooh, no, but a good fog is nice.
Yeah, but you hardly ever see it.
Well, you like fog, though?
I do, especially, like, in the mountains.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hmm.
Stunning. Gorgeous. But I can say goodbye.
Okay.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do.
Saying goodbye to fog.
Actually, it wouldn't be that hard. It's nice, but it can go.
Okay.
Does it serve a purpose?
I don't know. It looks. It sets a mood.
It is a mood setter. Yeah.
But what would moors be without fog?
Less.
Less is
nice.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know.
And now, improv. Timothy?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm real, real sorry about this, but this is going to be weird to think of your mother as human, but I am human. I went to a bar last night with some friends, and we met a guy who was fun, but he was kept giving us hypothetical situations, what I thought was hypothetical situations.
Okay.
And turns out he was actually a bit of the devil. and they were real. And well, anyway, one of the
hypotheses. A bit of the devil?
A bit of the devil. Honey, Timothy, I'm sorry. You're 23. You're my son. I love you.
Mama? But,
yeah. Anyway, he asked all of us if you had to get rid of one of your relatives, who would you get rid of?
Oh, Mama.
I'd had a few Harvey Wallbangers, okay? You know how I get.
What have you done, Mama?
When I get a drop of the Harvey in me, I get a little crazy. And I said you, honey.
Mama, no.
I'm sorry.
Not Timothy.
I'm sorry.
Mama.
I didn't know it was real at the time. Turns out it's real.
Why would you even say that as a joke, Mama?
I didn't say it as a joke. I was answering the question honestly. If it makes you feel any better, I also said that I would be Baby Spice if I had to be a Spice Girl. So that's why I have these pigtails now.
Okay, it makes me feel a little better, but Mama, what does it mean? I gotta go? What's gonna happen to me?
Yep.
Go where? Timothy's scared.
Timothy, I gotta be honest with you. Referring to yourself in the third person is part of the reason why you're going.
Okay? Timothy's sorry.
I don't know where the devil's gonna take you.
I don't wanna go, Mama. I wanna stay, Mama. Mama, don't make me go, Mama. Mama.
Also, Mama. The way you call me Mama, like you're some kind of 1920s Dust Bowl character, that I'm not a fan of either.
I'll just pack my stuff.
Oh, no, you don't get to take your things.
Mama, what?
I'm sorry.
What can I do to change things? I want things to be as they were.
I don't know. You're going to have
sorry.
To...
I'm sorry.
It's out of my hands
I'm
at this
sorry.
Point.
Mom,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Honey, I love you. I didn't want to get rid of anybody.
I love you. I'm staying, Mama.
I didn't want to pick anybody, but this was like you have to choose. It's a hard situation kind of a thing. What was I going to do? Pick your father? No. Your sister? God, no. I'm not picking her. She's great. She calls me Mom.
Oh.
She refers to herself as I, or me.
I could do and that.
Not Dana, which is her name.
I don't know what to do. Is he going to come get me?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Do I just drop dead?
He said I was allowed to say goodbye, and then.
Oh, is this goodbye?
This is goodbye, honey.
How about a hug?
Mm-hmm. Won't that make things harder? Feel like it'll just make it harder.
Oh, okay.
Well, how about a firm handshake and a...
Okay.
That's your version of firm. Okay.
Okay, Mom.
Very good, honey.
It's not too late.
Well, it is for you. But I hope wherever you end up, you remember these lessons. And I don't know, see if you can work... If you can work something out with the devil... Then, if he's willing to send you back, but otherwise, this Harvey Wallbanger promise has kept. You got to keep those. I'm sorry.
I understand.
A lady's got to have a code.
Yeah, and I should have been a better son. I should have learned how to speak right.
You're good. You said I.
See?
I wish you had told me this. I still
it's
probably
not too late. Call
you.
Him. Call him on the rotary phone, Mom.
Okay, honey, there's nothing. Oh, you hear that? Oh, there's just a clap of thunder, and it's totally blew out. So, I guess that means he's here for you.
Okay.
Hey, Timothy.
Oh.
I have a bit of the devil in me.
Oh, excuse me one second. I gotta comb my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, he's gorgeous, honey. You can see why I got into the trouble that I got into.
Oh my god, and the horns!
I know.
Oh my god, I am Timothy. I am Timothy, and you are my mom.
So,
How young are you? Like, is this your grandma or something?
Oh, she will hate this.
Okay, all right.
I'm 23. Devil. I'm 23.
Last night you said I looked young, you little asshole.
Well, that was after 5 Harvey Wallbangers and 1 blueberry daiquiri.
Well, I'm ready to go. I don't know about you. I'm ready to go.
Devil, is there anything we can do to work this out?
Shh, Mom, you've been through so much. Mr. Devil, that seems wrong. Do you have a name?
Mr. Devil is my father's name. Call me John.
John. It rhymes with Mom.
God, you see why I wanted to get rid of him, right, Devil?
Wait. I've always wanted someone to call me Mama.
What? This is...
It's been my life's one big dream.
Oh, well, recently it was taken away from me.
What?
Yeah, she doesn't like it, but you like it?
I hate
it. Oh.
Quiet, Mom. Hi, Mama.
Hi.
Mama.
Oh, it just feels so right to hear.
What is happening?
I'm going to take you away from your mother the way that she took Mama away from you.
Oh, well.
This is... Devil, I had so much respect for you. What is going on?
Killer.
You like that? You like being called Mama? Like you're in a John Steinbeck novel?
Sure do, Mama.
Oh my God.
So funny, I'm ironically the only one here who's not Mama.
Ugh.
We could make that happen.
Oh.
Timothy.
God, I just want both of you gone right now.
Do you want to stay?
No, don't
kind
stay.
Of.
Let's
don't
stay.
Don't stay. No, Devil. You said you promised.
He told you not to call him that.
And also, I have a bit of the devil in me. I mean, if I'm going to make someone uncomfortable by sticking around, then yeah, I'm probably going to do it.
Oh,
I just have one quick question.
Shit.
It's just dawning on me. This is silly.
Don't be sorry, Timothy.
Thanks. It's just that I looked out the window and you pulled up in an old truck. And I'm wondering if the backfire of the truck is what we heard is the thunder. What I'm wondering is, how do we really know you're...
The devil?
I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Oh. Well. All right. I didn't want to do this, but here. I'm lifting up the back of my shirt so you can see the lower back tattoo that will prove incontrovertibly that I have a bit of the devil in me.
Whoa.
Look at it right now and describe what you see.
It's a goat holding a snake with an apple in its mouth and flipping off the sky.
And right above that is Calvin peeing on both of them.
Whoa, Mama.
Scene.